Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty News and Beauty News Updates.
Yep.
So this is the 1st of June edition, and we will not be having an updates video on Monday.
Yeah, we will have other content.
We will, yeah. Of course. We never let you down.
So don't be too concerned. But we are doing a Beauty News VIP live chat. We're sort of planning to do them the first week of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's for our VIPs, our sponsors. So, you know, in the community tab, we will keep you updated. Like there are sponsor only posts that we've been posting. So the time will be roughly our time, 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, because I put up a poll and most people wanted it to go up our time Saturday night. So yes. We thought that we will listen to that and do that. But we will try to change up the day and the time each month, so yep, different people can get different access to it. But don't worry, because if you are going to be asleep or at work or something like that, mm-hmm, we will keep it up for our VIPs to watch at a later time.
Mm-hmm.
We won't take it down and put on private, and yep, also we'll give you the chance when we give like the announcement confirming the time, we'll give you guys a chance to leave questions.
Yes.
So if you aren't able to be there for the live chat, we can try to answer your questions. And we might have a special guest.
Oh, special skincare guest.
Yeah. So yeah, Simon might pop by. So if you do have any skincare related questions, leave them, because we can discuss the skin with Simon. So that's what's happening with the live chat. But because of the live chat, it means that we won't have a chance to film and edit updates, which means we've got a different video instead.
So yes,
this week is updates and new stuff.
It's all right. We're talking about all the good stuff in this video anyway. So
it's true.
Don't worry.
It's going to be a good
Before
one.
We get started, sippy sippy.
Cheers, my friend.
Oh, cheers.
Wait. Do you want some mint?
Oh, yes, please.
Look how nice and vibrant and green it is.
Oh, there goes the phone.
Oh, that's
God.
Oh, hang on. While I muddle this mint into my beverage. Oh, so nice and vibrant and delicious.
Oh,
thank you, mint. All right, cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
A warning for this episode, we will be talking about a little bit of drama.
No.
We don't like doing it, but I feel like we can't cover some of these topics without discussing the drama.
It. I agree.
All right, on to the main big news that we sort of talked about last week, saying on Monday, we're saying that, Luna Beauty is going to announce their palette.
Yeah, Manny doesn't know our schedule.
Manny doesn't know our schedule, damn it. So we have seen the video, seen the announcement, and let's go through it,
mm-hmm,
fine tooth comb, because that's what we do.
That's what we do when people give us information.
Yes, which, the more information we have, the more we discuss.
He did a video on it.
He did, so indeed.
We can talk about it in depth.
We can indeed. Okay, so we've seen the packaging, mm-hmm, so we've seen it all, but it's called Life's a Drag, and we knew that because there was a trademark that he lodged, so people knew that something was coming out associated with him called Life's a Drag. And he showed the packaging. The outside is like a really, really metallic mirror, sort of rose gold with gold glitter. And he also showed the actual packaging of the palette. It's got a holographic, it's like that color reflective foil sort of overlay.
Yeah.
And it's got a picture of his eyes in drag makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the palette looks like. And he was talking about the inspiration behind it. And I was like, he addressed something that I was thinking, and I'm sure a lot of people were thinking, which was, you know, he's not a drag queen, so why is he doing a drag palette? Not that he can't, but, you know, why?
Yeah.
And he was talking about the first time he ever wore makeup, it was when he was dressing up in drag. And even though he's not a drag queen, he's got a lot of respect for the community. He loves, you know, what they do, and it sort of helped spark his love for makeup, which, you know, I totally respect. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I'm surprised there's not more brands that have done drag queen related makeup.
Yeah.
Because they are very, very influential these days with shows like, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race and a lot of tours and all that kind of stuff. So they got Drag Con. So the fact that they use a lot of makeup and they're very, very influential in the makeup industry, I'm surprised that this is the only palette that I can think of that sort of really directly referencing a lot of their slang and their terms.
Yeah,
and
the only other one that comes to mind for me is the Kat Von D
Divine
one.
Yeah.
But I feel like that was more inspired by
Divine,
a specific drag queen rather than
the community.
The community as a whole.
Yeah. So I like the idea of this. And so inside we've seen it's a 14 pan palette. There are 12 mattes and I think he said foiled shimmers that have like glitter in them.
Right.
So they're very, very highly metallic and very, very glittery. So there's 8 of them that are like technically neutrals, but they've got black and white and then pretty much 6 sort of like nude colours and then 6 bold colours and a double-ended brush. Now, he did say that this is $45, and he was very proud to get the price down as much as possible. And he said that this is certified cruelty-free. It's also vegan, but he didn't have time to get the certification to say that it's vegan.
Okay.
So the ingredients are vegan. There's no carmine in
it.
But
he doesn't have the certification.
He doesn't have the certification.
Which
so it's
is
up to
just
you.
A really fucking expensive mark on a box, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, it is. But you know, quality control and
it
whatnot.
Is.
We respect it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, so what this means is that some of the ingredients in here, like the reds and everything, the colour is not from crushed bugs, it's from dyes, which means that this is where they're technically not eye safe. They're fine for the eyes, but they might stain a little bit.
Yep.
And he did say that. He said he hasn't experienced them, but if you do have issues with staining eyeshadows or you don't like particular dyes, like you react to them, then just be warned. But it looks like a nice palette. The sizes of these are the same as a MAC eyeshadow, so they haven't skimped and made them really small. And there's a mirror inside. I don't think the mirror is big enough, but at least there's a mirror.
I think that overlay around it, while it looks pretty,
is irrelevant.
It also becomes a little bit like, it brings down the function of something that's,
I agree,
you know, very useful, basically.
I agree. All right, so this is releasing 2nd of June, and you can see the swatches and everything. He was saying that some of these don't swatch, like, perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, he had to do 2 swatches of the black. He did a couple of swatches of that kind of mint green shade.
Mm-hmm.
And he did say that they're more designed to be built up. So it's up to you if you like that or not. I do like a black that's built up.
I think so too, because, you know, some people don't want insanely pigmented black.
Yeah.
It can be really difficult and scary to work with, especially if you're not familiar with it. So I respect that. And I respect him even more for coming out with it and just being like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Good on him.
I also want to mention that bright blue shade, Fishy, so all the references, if you look at the names here, they're all referenced to the drag community, which is really, really great. But the shade Fishy, which is that bright, gorgeous blue, that does have a slight sheen to it. So it's more of a satin instead of a matte.
Yeah.
And the reason being was that if you put a bit of the shimmer pigment in it, it blends a lot nicer. So he did that for a practical reason. But there is some controversy around this palette. What is the controversy?
Good Lord. So, Queen of Blending came out and made Queen of bullshit. Not really, but
well,
really.
Yeah.
She came out to say that Manny MUA had copied a Sugar Pill palette. And it was the Mini Pro palette. Is that...
Yeah, it was the DIY, the customizable palette.
So these came out earlier this year.
Late Feb, I believe.
And we talked about them when they released. So essentially what it is Sugar Pill's Pro palette. So the one where you can buy the palette and fill it with the individual shades yourself. It's completely customizable. They made a smaller one, which is half the size, 6 pans. And on their website, they have like the marketing image with basically yellow, purple, a minty teal green, a pink, a red, and a blue in the same order.
But mind you, on the website, it has the empty palette and then you have to swipe.
Oh, yes.
To see this particular example of how you could fill it with their products.
Mm.
So a lot of people from the drama that Queen of Blending had shared. This was whenever we posted this on Instagram, on our Facebook page, it was posted in the Facebook group. People were like, have you seen this? Have you seen that? So this is a big drama that's come around.
He's ripping off sugar pill.
Yeah, they're saying that he's ripping it off. And people who are very unaware of what this sugar pill palette was. A lot of people thought that this was the original Pro palette that they brought out.
It's not.
When Sugar Pill first brought out eyeshadow palettes, they were quads. And then they brought out the Pro, which was a 12 pan.
Yes.
That was all the colors that were in the range were in that palette and you couldn't pop them out and change them around. Now, that was a limited edition product that they would release on in things like IMATS and whatnot. And then they decided to release that palette as a customizable one, and then in late Feb they cut it down to this 6 pan. So this example of how you can fill this palette is not even a legit palette.
It's an example
of how you can DIY a palette. So the fact that she was putting out that information insinuating that he had ripped off an existing palette is bullshit, because that palette doesn't exist. It's an example of how you can create a palette, similar to like saying that person ripped off that person's Inglot palette. Yeah,
it's a customizable
fucking palette.
Yeah.
And I think that this is just one of those unfortunate coincidences.
Yeah.
Also, because Manny had shown these colors on his eyes on the Luna Beauty on the Instagram page before this palette was even released.
Exactly.
So, you know, there is no reason to suggest that he copied this palette or was looking through examples of DIY palettes and then got the inspiration, because firstly, palettes take a long time to create.
Years.
He said this has taken him 2 years.
Yeah.
This wouldn't have been like, oh my God, on the late February, I saw Sugar Pill's example. Now I'm going to create it.
Quick.
It's a load of shit. So queen of reaching.
I agree, queen of reaching. I did watch a good video today from Here for the Tea. And apparently it looked like she had contacted Manny and he had given her some proof that this had been in the works for a long time. So I think it's really sad how people have jumped on his back about this over, can I just say, these are generic colors.
Yes.
He's literally what he has done here is he's gone pop of every color that's
except
popular.
Except for orange,
but you've got the red and the yellow, so you can make it yourself.
Yeah, this is taking the three primary colours,
yes,
and then most of the secondary colours on the colour wheel and put them in a palette, and all of a sudden people are like, that's copying. That's just taking basic colours and putting them in a palette.
I don't know why people want to
start shit. I don't know. But can we talk about the palette? What do you think of the palette?
Okay, look, I honestly, I'm not going to buy it. I don't mind it, though.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Manny, if you're watching this, no double-ended brushes, for fuck's sake.
Look, I don't mind some of them. I don't mind the Anastasia Beverly Hills ones.
Mm-hmm.
If they're decent quality, look, okay, you're not going to use them in this palette. Let's be real. There's so many colours in here. You're going to be using, 14 eyeshadow brushes to create a multi-dimensional look. But, you know, if you want to include
I know some people love double-ended brushes, but if I'm talking about personal preference, I'm no brush, do not want. But the colors, I don't mind them. I think you've got a nice selection of colours, nudes, and then your light and shade colours that are used very prominently in drag makeup.
Yep.
It makes sense. I think the palette makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's trying to please everyone.
I think he is.
He's got mostly mattes, because people always complain there's not enough mattes. I always complain there's not enough shimmers. This is not enough shimmers for me. But, you know, and then he's got the pops of colour, and people kind of go, oh, it's the one pop of colour syndrome or whatever they call it. It's no, he's got six, so he's got you covered.
he's got the six pop of colour syndrome.
So he's really, I think this is a good introductory palette to a brand. He's pleasing everyone, not pissing everyone off, and
But in the scheme of things, still pissing everyone off.
Because you can't please the internet.
No.
But I think it's interesting. I think the price point's really good. And I'm interested to see.
I think the price point's good too.
Yeah.
$45.
Yeah.
I think that's quite good. Look, I'm fucking more power to you, Manny. Like, yeah. I do feel like he is... The trying to please everyone is quite apparent here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's
but
trying.
But it's also a really good drag palette, so...
It is a really fucking good drag palette.
So, you know, he's ticked that box.
Yeah, yeah. Now, good on him.
All right, let's go update with Jeffree Star. Mm-hmm. So we have seen... A couple of shades in his Thirsty eyeshadow palette that we'll be releasing soon.
Yes.
So this looks very on trend. You've got a matte brown, which is just like brown. You've got a matte yellow, which we said months ago and we stick by it. The new trend is yellow. And also that kind of bright blue that is also quite trendy. Now, I'm sure, well, maybe by the time... this is up, there will be more reveals. I know Jeffree Star was planning on doing a video reveal this week. If it's out this week, it's not when we're doing this. No. So we'll have to talk about it next week. But a lot of people really like this idea, and then a lot of people are thinking, who copied who?
So, well, look, everyone copied everyone. They're in cahoots. Yeah. They're doing this to troll you, and you're falling for it.
So, yeah, and it's funny. A few people have brought up as well that Jeffree Star no longer follows Manny MUA. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know when that happened, but people are assuming that it was when Manny did his reveal. Like, all of a sudden, Jeffree Star is going to be offended by something Manny's been working on for 2 years.
Oh, even if he is... like, offended, and he did defriend him. Like, mind your business.
Well, firstly, I don't think that would be the case because...
I don't think that's the case.
Like, they did a collab together only, like, a few months ago.
Yeah.
So, and if Manny's been working on this for 2 years, I'm sure Jeffree Star has seen it and has some input into it and has given advice or whatever it is because they've been good friends. I don't know what's happened since. But if anyone's copying anyone, I'm sure Manny was working on that well before Jeffree Star was working on this. So that's my 2 cents in there. But this doesn't inspire me, but a lot of people
are
really excited for it. So, you know, if that's you, then cool.
Well done. And we've also seen the Equality Mini Bundle.
It's exactly what we expected.
It's exactly what I thought it would be. It is a mini bundle of 8 rainbow liquid lip shades.
Yeah. So this contains 7 existing shades and 1 brand new shade called Equality. Now, Equality is the green.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people have been trying to compare it to other greens that he's released and saying, okay, I know this is a bit brighter, da-da-da. So our girl Gaynor pointed out that this looks very much like mistletoe.
Uh-huh, it does, actually.
Yeah, so a few people were saying that, like, Crocodile Tears was a bit different and this was a bit different and that was a bit different. But mistletoe looks almost spot on the same. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is. But he did say that yellow that's come back, they reformulated that. Because when he first released it, it was streaky. So,
I see.
There's a new green, there's a reformulated yellow. There's 2 shades from his first ever releases that are still available. So I'm Royalty and Red Rum. There you go. If you want some colourful lips, you can do it. You can get it. Not yet. Well, tomorrow.
Well, actually,
sort of.
Yeah,
tomorrow. You'll be releasing tomorrow.
Cool.
All right, we've got some indie makeup that we are very excited about.
Oh, my God.
The first one is so exciting that we've actually placed pre-orders.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, so this is JD Glow Cosmetics, which we've never really heard about ever. Someone was so kind to message us about this, and I looked into it, and I was like, oh, my God. So these are gel liners. I say they're gel liners, but they're liquid liners.
Yeah.
So they're, like, multi-chrome liquid gel liners. Contradiction there, but it is what it is. And they had a pre-sale for these. So there's 6 shades available, and they look utterly gorgeous.
Yep.
So on the screen right now, there'll be videos. You can see they're definitely at least duochrome. So they at least shine from one color to another, sometimes even more.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like foiled, gorgeous, almost like, you know, when they had to do those tattoo foiled liner things?
Yeah.
It's like that, but in a liquid form. So they sold these as a bundle and as singles. I bought the blue one. You bought the bundle.
I did.
So that's
I
that.
I stayed up until 2 a.m.
Yep.
to buy these. I am so, so piss my pants excited yep. about these. I can't wait to try them, see what they're like. I'm just, oh, God, just stop it.
Just stop it.
Just stop it. No, don't stop it. Don't ever stop it
yep.
because it's amazing. We have another indie product. This is from Chaos Makeup, and it is a sneak peek of something magic
yep.
that's happening. So this is going to, we don't have much information, but the information we have is that this is going to be a bundle of products, 5 or 6. They haven't decided yet. They haven't decided a release date, but it will be up for pre-sale and we will keep you updated. And oh my God, how does it do that magic thing
yeah,
with all those colors?
And also these are going to be a pressed product,
yes.
not a loose product.
Yes.
So like an eyeshadow, pressed eyeshadow pigment. But what this looks like it's doing is it's multi-chrome,
yes.
definitely. So it shifts more than 2 colors.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost looks like they're using different lights to
create the different
reflecting.
Colors, yep.
So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a holographic, like, you know, going from the whole color spectrum.
No, no.
It's
not going to be a complete rainbow of colors,
no,
I don't think.
But it definitely looks like those nail polishes, like those chameleon ones that go from like purple all the
yep.
way through to like orange. It sort of looks like it can do that in different lights. It will reflect different colors.
I was saying to Kat, I want to buy these and I want to cover my whole body in it and just stand there under different lights
yep.
doing this.
And I'll
yes.
film it and it will go viral and thank you. Cha-ching! I'll take half of that money.
Yeah. Well, you did film it. You
yep.
can edit it too.
I'll
and
edit
then
it.
We'll
Don't
split
worry.
It.
Don't worry. We'll do it.
But while we're talking about indie brands, I do actually want to just take a moment to say,
oh, yeah.
if you are an indie brand owner, we actually really, really encourage you and welcome you to join our Facebook group, Beauty News.
Mm-hmm.
And we also welcome you to share your new releases or sneak peeks there.
Yeah.
We don't consider that self-promotion, which is a no-no rule in the group.
Yeah.
With the Chaos Makeup thing, we would have very happily had that been shared by the owner of the brand, who
yeah.
is a member of the group, and we're happy to have her.
She didn't share it, though.
No, she didn't.
No,
someone else shared
but
it.
But she is welcome to.
Absolutely.
So as long as there's no, like, check out my website, buy
yeah.
from my website,
bye, bye,
then,
bye.
Then it's
the
fine. Like,
yeah.
If you want to sneak peek things or even contact us to talk about them in our videos or share them on Instagram, we are more than happy to do it.
Absolutely.
We are open to sharing information from indie brands. I think
yes.
some of them are releasing some fucking
oh,
phenomenal
so
stuff.
Excited. Be still my beating heart. Break my low buy.
Yeah.
yeah.
But we're also thinking, with that JD Glow liner, since Hayley will have the whole set, we're thinking of doing, and I'll have one, so
we both have had an opportunity to try them.
Try them and play with the formula. We might do a like comprehensive review and like demo with them as well. So, if you're an indie brand owner, hit us up.
Yeah.
Hit us up. All right. Before we get on to A to Z of other stuff, the last thing that we think is sort of exciting is a new Zoeva collection called Screen Queen. Now, we've only seen this through Trend Mood, who got, like, I think, exclusive sort of, like, sneak peeking ability. And we've seen that it's coming out on the 11th of June, and it is one of those full collections that has a palette, like an eyeshadow palette, a face palette, a brush set, and these also have lip crayons. So it's a very kind of big collection. And mind you, this is interesting now because we haven't heard much about Zoeva for a while.
No.
Like, at the end of the year, there was a new collection, 2 new collections every
yep.
fucking episode.
I
and
know.
We were like, Zoeva,
stop
it. Calm it down, please.
Yeah.
We can't handle this. But
that was a lot.
Yeah, but because I've taken a bit of a break and this is a new collection, we're like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
How you been going, Zoeva?
Yeah.
So this is, you can see it's a nice baby pink with gold details. And the eyeshadow palette is really kind of interesting.
Mm.
It's sort of smoky, but very metallic. A lot of people won't love this because it looks like there's one matte.
Yeah, it's
the cream.
Yeah, it's a bit. Look, I am a bit confused by this palette. I'm just going to say that. But I also don't hate it.
See, I'm not this confused by this. I feel like if you look at the sort of art deco-y sort of design, it looks like old Hollywood glam. This sort of works for me. I'm seeing it. I'm vibing it. I would wear this. The fact that it's got the matte cream, okay, maybe you want another matte transition color, but you can sort of use these shimmers as transition colors anyway. It doesn't need to be matte, but a lot of people won't like this, but if I had this in my lap, I would happily use it. It's very cool toned. It looks less cool toned in the palette, but if you look at the swatches, they all have either a rosy or a purple tint to them. It interests me. I probably won't buy it, but it interests me. And then we've also got a face palette, but unlike their other face palettes that are generally a bronzer, blush, highlighter, these are three highlighters. So you've got more of a white that's got a yellowy gold shift. You've got more of a pink with a gold shift and sort of a bronzy orange color. And then the four crayon lip products, so lip crayons, that makes sense, they're all nudie berry pink shades. Mm-hmm. So they're a bit sheer, they're shiny, and then a 15-piece brush set that also comes with a makeup bag. So it's a pretty big, extensive collection, and it looks pretty, and I don't hate it. It's not on my wish list, but I don't hate it. Yeah,
it's not one I would pick up. But while we're talking about Zoeva, we need to update on the Voyager eyeshadow palettes. Mm-hmm. So they are the mini six-pan palettes that they're releasing that are basically edited down versions of Caramel, Melange, Cocoa Blend, and the Matte palette. So these will be releasing on June 18th at zoevacosmetics.com. Yep. Because
they're not Australian. But we did say this a while ago, they had a launch for them, and on the screen you'll be able to see the comparison of the sizes. So not only are these a six pan version of some of their popular palettes, but the pans are really small as well. Yep. So these are designed to be travel palettes, so I think it's a cool idea, and I think more brands should be delving into mini kind of travel palettes, because mm-hmm. there's not many good ones out there.
No.
Sadly, no.
Okay. Alphabetical. So, we have a new palette from an indie brand here. This is Blot Beauty, the Trailblazer Eyeshadow Palette. This is retailing for $40. And it's very blue.
It's very blue.
Very blue. I don't know. I don't hate it.
Look, I love blue, but I don't like any redundant eyeshadow shades. And I feel like the first two blues, too similar.
Too similar, I agree.
The two purpley blues, too similar. Mm. I'd cut those out and put something else in there. So, look, I like that people are going half nude, half colour. Like, I think that's a trend that sort of a lot of people are respecting these days because it's, you know, I still think it's probably easier just to have a bold colour palette and then a bunch of
neutral palettes, yeah.
But if you were looking for an even split and you do love bright colours, look, they're coming out.
They are coming out.
And I just keep saying to people, instead of demanding Tarte do something that's out of their comfort zone, just go to an indie brand.
Indie brands are where it's at.
Yeah, but this is super cool toned. So if you want a cool toned palette and you like blues,
indie brands is they survive off giving people what they want
and being different.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Crush and Jaw Drop,
they do look very similar.
Yeah, too similar for me. All right, speaking of indie brands.
Mmm.
Yay.
Bokeh Beauty.
Yeah, so our boy Jacob, mm-hmm. He's released a new design for his lashes. Now, these are currently available, and it's a limited edition, style.
Style. They're called Naomi Light.
Yeah, so you can see on the screen the comparison with the original Naomi, which was one of his best sellers,
mm-hmm.
And that is quite an intense lash. So it's double stacked. It's quite an intense lash.
Yes.
But if you like that style but you wanted something a little bit more subdued, there is the light one. I really like this idea of having the double stacked and then also the more subtle ones.
Yeah.
But these are limited edition.
Jacob, can you make the Naomi minis? Because I cut these lashes down and tried to wear them and they literally touch my eyebrows. They are massive on me. Yeah.
They're not for the faint-hearted.
These lashes give no fucks about your small eyes. I can tell you that right now. Yeah. They're like, Wear me with pride.
Maybe we can do a collab and he can do like demi lashes for me and like smaller mini eyelashes lashes for Hayley.
Jacob!
But these are 3D faux mink. So if you want to check
I really like these lashes. The bands are fantastic. The lashes feel soft. I'm down. Good job, Jacob.
The creator behind it is a top notch. He's a lovely guy.
From Chanel, we have some skincare products. So we've got a cleansing milk to water, cleansing milk to oil, a cleansing oil, and a cleansing cream to foam. These look... I want them.
How does milk to oil go?
No idea. What is milk to water? Sounds like something I should be drinking and going... No. No.
Yeah, interesting. But these all look like they're various ways to remove makeup, which I'm all for. Cleansing oils are fantastic, and I'm interested in seeing more of them.
Interesting. We have a new collection from Christian Louboutin with their Lubiflash nail colours. So there's three shades. We've got Neoprene, which is a hot pink, Crosta Meteor, an electric orange, and Dragon Flash, which is a hot peacock. Ooh. These are...
I'd call it mint, to be honest. That's just me.
So these are limited edition bottles that will retail for $30 each at Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom.
I want to try one of these.
I want to try these as well. I've heard that their nail polish formula isn't that great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm into that.
But you can stab intruders.
Exactly. I've been doing it with my hourglass lipsticks. I should be able to do it with my Louboutin polish as well.
And then you can get all your makeup.
Give me
and
all
then
the when stabby makeup.
You're walking down like a dark alley and you just put all your makeup in your fingers. You're like ready to go. You're
exactly.
Like Wolverine.
Scissor hands, Wolverine. Yeah, self-defense Hayley.
good way to be.
Exactly.
Always
exactly.
Prepared.
I'm disappointed that these aren't available in Australia. And you can't even get them shipped here.
No.
Because of safety regulations.
Yeah,
so, you know,
flammable.
Fuck everything. Just why do we even do this? Give up.
Give up.
Just give up.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, CoverGirl. We've seen their new foundations, which have launched in the US.
Yeah.
So these are the True Blend Matte Made. There are 40 shades available. We can see the swatches here. There's a whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
Different undertones. Some of them look patchy as fuck.
Uh-oh.
I just don't know if that's how it's applied on the swatch or whatnot. But yeah, if you wanted them, they're currently available and they've got primers as well.
Mm.
So pore minimizing, eliminating, color neutralizing and skin smoothing. And I believe is available on the CoverGirl website and also Amazon, and they're around $8.50 US.
Wow.
So check them out if
you
want them.
I do love me a CoverGirl foundation.
Yeah, ditto. Mm-hmm. All right,
Dermalogica.
New skincare.
Woo! I'm excited.
Yeah, so Dermalogica have released a new product. Well, not yet. It's available on the 15th. It's the BioLumen C Serum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a high-performance vitamin C serum that delivers three times the amount of vitamin C into the skin than any other vitamin C serum out there. Oh, it's a big claim.
Mm.
So it's brightening, firming, strengthening your skin's natural defenses to prevent future signs of aging. So it's part of their Age Smart range, and it's one of those dropper serums. So if you're interested in that, 15th of June in Australia. Which means 16th of June in the US.
Excellent. All right, Dior.
Stuff and things.
Yes.
Lots of stuff. This is an update.
It is an update.
So we saw their Backstage collection. All right, some of these products look like they're already available on the Dior website, and some of them are coming soon. We heard the date, the 15th of June, but they seem to be available earlier, so... anyway, this is a big collection, and we've spoken about this in the past. We weren't exactly sure what everything was, but we've seen the Face and Body Foundation, which is actually called Face and Body, and that's going to be in, I think, 40 shades. So we've seen the swatches of these, so you can see the shade range. It is massive.
Mm-hmm.
Good on them. And, you know, that's a thing. Face and Body Foundation, it is what it says. Mm. And it is $40. Then we've also got a contour and highlight palette in one shade. So it's a quad, but it only comes in one variety. That's $45. We saw the highlighter palette. So this is a glow face palette, $45, not yet available.
There's also a brow palette, which looks to come in two shades, $35, not currently available. And there is an eye palette that comes in two different shades. These are available, $49.
It's confusing.
It is a little bit confusing. So it looks like there is sort of a... There's a cool and a warm version of these palettes, basically.
Looks like a primer.
It does look like a primer. Interesting. Interesting. Also a lip palette.
Yeah, so in that same sort of format as the eyeshadow palette, there's a lip palette. This comes in one shade option. $49, not yet available. And it's, yeah, it says multi-finish concentrated colors prime plump color contour. So they all seem to be sort of random or various shades of nudes.
Yeah.
And they would be designed to, I don't know. Once again, this is like, I think this is supposed to be makeup artist makeup.
It very much feels that way, especially with the extensive range of brushes that they're releasing with this collection.
Yeah.
This does feel very
pro,
aimed at professionals. So it's interesting.
This is a bridal collection, really.
Yeah.
So you've got all the shades of foundation. You've got two very neutral, two very nude, one warm, one cool toned eyeshadow palette. And then you have a nude lip palette of like from light to deep, and then you can mix and match and get various shades of nude. So it feels like it's more like it's supposed to be a backstage. Yeah. So it's a pro collection, but at the same time it looks to me bridal. But then they've also got the Dior lip glows. Now this is interesting because these are already out, so I'm not sure if these are new shades or they're just re-promoting them in this collection. These are $34 each, and they've got different sort of textured ones. So they've got sheer, they've got matte, and then I think they've got, and there's one that's like a gloss with shimmer in it as well. So there's different
It's funny, we've seen those before.
Yeah.
We've talked about them months ago. We've
seen them in store.
Yeah, we did. We saw them in store, in Australian stores.
Yeah.
Which means they've been out for a long time. I suspect that might be a re-promote
with
this particular collection.
With this particular bridal collection.
Yes. We have a collaboration between Essie and Bauble Bar. Bauble Bar is a jewellery designer. So it's called the Sugar Fix Collection, and it's designed to pair with eight shades of Essie's nail polish, exclusively available at Target.
It's so weird. Are these new shades, or are they just pairing
earrings? Pairing existing shades with crappy earrings.
I'm confused. Why are you doing this, Essie? This is not needed.
This feels like desperation.
This feels like ColourPop and Palms.
The Palms.
Casino.
Yeah.
Which, mind you, those lifestyle bloggers that aren't very influential, which, you know, isn't a problem collaborating, but I've never heard of them. Not many people have. They're the daughters of the Palm Casino people. Probably the cousins of ColourPop. Anyway, that's what that feels like. Just...
My God.
For the sake of shit.
Moving on to avocados and first aid beauty.
Yeah.
Lunch or a photo shoot? Well, you know, I'm hoping just lunch.
Yeah. I'm going to say you probably don't use that spatula thing to scoop it on your toast.
No.
So, they're coming out with something avocado-based.
They are. This image here is... You can see there's like something quite small and thin being held. So, I don't know. It's top secret, apparently.
Yeah.
So secret that they showed us a sneak peek.
Yeah. And what's inside it?
Givenchy has a new collection for fall 2018. This is called Midnight Skies. There looks to be a four-pan eyeshadow quad. liner, mascaras, nail polish, lip products. Don't have a lot of information on this at the moment, so we won't get into it too much.
But it's very burgundy. Burgundy lips, burgundy mascara.
Mm-hmm.
I think a burgundy liner, maybe?
That nail polish is giving me life.
Yeah.
And if that liner is burgundy, get the fuck out of my way and give it to me.
Liquid eyeliner with vinyl finish in burgundy shade. Give it to me. I also want that mascara that looks like it's a hairbrush.
It looks, and it also looks like it might be burgundy.
No, it is. Look at it here.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's burgundy. I want it.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's it. We're going bougie with the burgundy.
I'm breaking the low bike. Get the fuck out of the way.
Move out of my way.
Anything.
Give me burgundy.
All right. We have something here from Glow Recipe. This is the Watermelon Glow Jelly Sheet Mask.
Oh, God.
$8. I think people were throwing up in their mouth a little bit at this.
I want to put this on my face and then go get the mail. That's what I really want to do. Look, that's how I get my shits and giggles during the day. Just
So
surprise the mailman.
Yay! Fun. So this looks to be a hydrogel mask. It's got a pink tint.
Who cares?
Even know,
Palms like, redness.
What's yeah?
Oil free, making it easy to wear on the go.
No,
like
you
gotta
why?
Go pick up some bloody milk and bread wearing this.
No. This is a two piece mask. The bottom piece always falls off on me,
just
and
slides.
Like plops. It literally does. It like slides off my face, and then it'll like plop on my boobs, and I'm like,
at least you're getting the boobs mask. Yeah.
Titty mask too.
No, you have to lie down and watch.
Yeah,
a movie
you
when
do.
You're watching music
I don't have days. Time to lie down. And wear a mask.
Fuck no.
Because I will fall asleep.
All right, we got a new Illamasqua Color Veil.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an innovative jelly blush.
Yep.
So it's a soft, deeply hydrating formula with a powerful pinch of highly pigmented, buildable color. So there you go. It's available now. This is an interesting thing. Okay, it looks kind of cool on the swatches.
Mm.
I think the colours... Oh, I want to play with it. I want to stick my fingers in
it. I know. I want to smoosh it.
Yeah. I like the peachy colour. I think that's a really flattering colour.
They're only showing...
I think there's four.
There is four. We've got swatches of two, though. Only two.
Yeah.
But there are four shades available.
Yeah. So it looks like there's sort of like a nudie pink...
Mm.
There is a peachy colour, a purpley based one.
Yeah, kind of like a lilac.
Yeah, and then a dark, reddy sort of terracotta one. Mm. So, I'm interested.
It is interesting. I'm keen to see them in action.
True dat. For the love of Kiehl's. Holy shitballs. What do we have?
This is the butter mask for lips. No, just it's butter mask for putting in Hayley's mouth.
That's true. So it's got coconut oil and wild mango butter. Overnight lip treatment from Kiehl's. I want it.
Oh,
I want it
God.
On my lips. So this is now available.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hydrating lip mask. Yeah, infused with the things I said. And I want to get one.
I want this so bad. I want to eat it. I literally just want to stick my finger in there and like eat it.
I want to smoosh it on my lips. I love a good overnight lip treatment.
So do I.
Because I like to put it on, read a book in bed, go to bed and wake up like...
Mm-hmm.
And I never have issues with dry lips.
Yeah.
So bring it on. I'll add you to my collection.
The colour of this, the consistency...
It's custard.
It's custard. It's custard for my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Kiko have a new collection for summer. This is the Jelly Jungle collection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to just be like colour. Bit of colour in there.
Yep.
So we've got two eyeshadow palettes
mm-hmm.
with pops of colour. One is a little bit more cool toned with a pop of blue and a pink and some neutrals. And then there's a warmer toned ones with oranges and it's got a pop of red and pink. Then we've got Jelly Jungle lip and cheek products,
mm-hmm.
sticks, three shades, two shades of maxi bronzer. These are massive. They're in kind of like cool, clear pink packaging.
I really like the packaging.
I dig that as well. There's Jelly Jungle Highlighter, which is like a liquid highlighter in a tube. Different eyeliners. Eyeliner and eyeshadow pots in four shades. eyebrow markers, four
mascara
shades.
In, or I'll say burgundy mascara.
It's burgundy. Yep.
We've got jungle lip glosses in four shades, liquid lipsticks in four shades. Check out this jelly jungle nail care.
Oh, wow.
What? What?
In cooling kiwi and goji berry.
Oh, cool. I don't know what that is, but I like it, all right? Yeah. Whatever that is.
They've got a two-toned lip balm in two shades.
Yeah.
Shake body lotion. Yeah. Interesting. And cooling eye kit.
Yes. There's a shimmery fragrance gel, a silicon sponge for cleansing, perfect eyes kit,
and brushes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's massive.
That's a big collection. Yeah.
Kiko, don't do it in halves.
No. They also have a smart skincare line.
Yeah.
And there looks to be a bunch of stuff in this as well. They're not holding back. They've got detox drops, charge drops, glow drops. So they are probably some sort of like booster, skincare booster product. There's a Hydra Shot cream. The color gives me life.
Yeah.
And a Hydra Shot stick. There's a radiance cream in four versions.
Four shades. Different illuminating shades.
Bright silver, radiant gold, glowing rose, and luminous lilac.
Cool.
Interesting.
There you go. And that's currently available as well.
Yes. All right, Mac, we have a Studio Fix Concealer. So this is a 24-hour smooth wear concealer.
Yeah, and this is an update because I think we've seen some sneak peeks of this.
I think we have, yeah.
But it's coming soon.
There we go. Morphe, got two new eyeshadow palettes. Happy Hour, Brunch Babe, and also there's two brush sets. Plus, there's lipsticks, isn't there?
Yeah, so these are the new Mega Matte Bullet lipsticks.
Mm-hmm.
There's five different shades of red, and then $9 each or $35 for the set. And you can see they've all got different colors. Like there's a orange tone, there's like a true red, maybe a more pinky red, a few deeper reds. They've named the deepest one Morphe. Fucking yeah, whatever. But this is a new this is a new like formulation to their range. And then they had Nikita Dragon as the like the face of it.
Yeah.
So it's not a collaboration with her, but she is the person that's modeling the campaign. So if you were interested in Morphe Reds, $9 each. All right. Nabla have announced that they're releasing a new collection called Close Up. So this is, I think, designed that if you get close up to your makeup, it doesn't look shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they have announced that there's going to be close-up concealers in nine shades and also a close-up baking and setting powder and a powder brush. So we're not sure if there's going to be more to this range because they did say that this is a bigger line that's coming.
Right.
And they haven't yet announced the date, but so far we've seen concealers and a powder and brush.
I'm curious. I reckon a lot of things look shit around my eyes when you get close up.
Like, it's true.
I wanna put this to the test.
No, but also I find that you can get a pretty good base product, like foundation, and it can look okay. But then when you get close up to this area, a bad concealer or a bad powder can ruin your makeup.
Absolutely.
So I'm sort of interested. I like the powder brush as well. It looks really good for setting
it does.
Under your eye.
It's a nice shape.
Tapered. Yeah. Yep. So yep. I think I'm picking up what they're putting down.
So am I. I like the idea. I like the concept of this. And it makes me want to buy it.
True.
Mm-hmm. Another indie brand. We've got Oh My Glitter Get Sprung palette. And this is a yellow, green, and grey palette.
Yeah, so when people are saying they want more colour, here you go.
Yeah.
So this is very, very limited with the colour range they're going for. So they've got four yellows. They've got the rest pretty much some form of green or grey-green.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are screaming for this, and now you can put your money where your mouth is and see if you're actually going to buy this. For me personally, this is too much. Like, I love greens. I'm wearing green in my eye today. And I don't mind a nice, like, musty, like, yellow. But I feel like this is, for me personally, just as a, not a basic bitch makeup wearer, but I don't do rainbow makeup on the daily. I look at this and I'm like, too much and not enough variety.
Yeah, that's how I feel about this. But people have been screaming for palettes like this, so...
Put your money where your mouth is.
There you go.
There you go, you got it.
Physician's formula. We've got a coconut...
Body butter.
Body butter.
Yeah, so going cocoa nuts for body butter. Find it exclusively in our limited edition butter collection set. Uh-huh. Now available online, Ulta Beauty. So this is... They made a set, which was, I think, a piggybacking off that other palette that they created.
Yeah.
But instead of having it in a palette, this is just a box set where you can pull out the products. It's got the butter bronzer, the blush, the perfume, the highlighter, and exclusive butter, body butter in there as well. So not super exciting, but if you love that body, that butter range, which smells heavily of coconut, you can now slather it on your body and spray it on yourself as well. As well as wear it on your face.
Yeah.
You can do it all.
Okay. We have another indie brand. This is Solar Look. They were the ones that did the back, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that was liquid awesome. Liquid
lipsticks. Yeah. Fantastic. They sent us those liquid lipsticks and the packaging was sick. It was just so, so well done.
And they had the pencil in there. And
the attention to detail was fabulous.
A sticker and like a postcard-y thing. It was really cool.
And now they are going to release a Grease Pink Ladies eyeshadow palette to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the movie Grease.
I think this is cool.
Oh my god, this makes my stomach do flips. I don't care what this is. I'm excited. I love Grease. Look at me, I'm Sandra D. Oh my god. I'm so excited. Yeah, we don't know much about what's going on with this, but I do imagine this will be releasing soon, so we'll keep you updated.
All right, another collection that is a collaboration, this time with Disney, is by Spectrum Collections. Now, if that doesn't sound familiar, they were Spectrum Brushes, and then I believe Spectrum Cosmetics, and now they're Spectrum Collections? I don't know, but they're bringing out a Disney... Little Mermaid range, and it's launched on the 31st of May, so probably right now.
Yeah.
And it's got a whole bunch of stuff in it. So it's got different little clutches. So you've got a bag for Ariel, a bag for Ursula, and then they've got a makeup set, for, a brush set for each.
Okay.
So they look really cool, very true to the... the references. They've also got this Dinglehopper brush set.
Oh my God.
Like a little treasure chest, and then it's got those paddle brushes.
Yeah.
But they look like, on the back, they look like forks.
It's
really cool. So they're very expensive. So like, for example, the Ariel or Ursula shell bags and 10-piece brush set is £79.99. The treasure chest bag and 5-piece Dinglehopper brush set, £99.99. And the 5-piece brush set without the bag, the chest, is £64.99. And the makeup bags are £24.99 each. So very, very expensive. So I do want to point out that since there are two different types of bags for each reference, the ones that look like you can kind of wear them as a little like clutchy kind of bag, they're the ones that come with a 10-piece brush set for nearly £80. The ones that are more of a little just makeup bag style, so the ones that are on the screen now, those are the £24.99 ones that just come just as with the bag. No brushes. So it's very, very expensive. There's a couple of things I want to say about this. Firstly, look, I love The Little Mermaid. So this inspires me. But at the same time, okay, it's done well, but it's fucking tacky.
Oh, it's tacky as fuck. Yeah, it is.
Like, I think they, you know, they've done it. Looks good quality. It looks like they've really, even like the pearls hanging from the chain, and the black pearls for the Ursula one, they've really like gone to a lot of effort. I just think the taste level is
this
not
is the
there.
Sort of thing that, like, I could never justify paying the money for it, because this is not the type of thing that I would use in my day-to-day life. So for me, I would, you know, I would have to be, you know, setting cigarettes on fire with $50 bills to buy this sort of stuff, because it would sit in my room in a cupboard and never be used. Because it just...
If you had a kid, I could understand giving the bag to the kid or something.
But
because
even
it's
then,
more
I'd
childish.
Be like, don't ruin it. Yeah, it was so expensive.
I kind of want the brush set to have had, like, a print of the characters on the handles and then just buy the brushes on their own without the bags. But I think they've done the sets really well. I just think that the taste level, for me personally, I would be like... If it came to, like, life or death, I would wear these bags.
Yeah.
It would have to come to life or death for me to wear these in public.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what it's designed for.
And I also, like, okay, makeup bags and stuff. The makeup bags without any of the handles or anything like that, different story, because I could see myself, like, if I was having a sleepover at Cat's, chuck my makeup in one of them.
Yeah, and it's cute.
Great.
Yeah,
that's fine. The bags with the handles, I do struggle to see. I just feel like, for me, they would be a waste of storage space, basically.
Yeah.
Because they would sit in storage. I would never use them. The treasure chest, I really, really love it. Like, I'm dead for this. And I love the Dinglehopper brushes. But, again, function.
And £100.
£100. £100. Painful. That's really expensive. I have not looked at any Spectrum brushes reviews in a long, long time. Well over a year. So I don't know what the quality is like now. But something like that, a 5-piece brush set with a bag for what is going to be nearly $200 Australian...
You'd want them to be like...
They would have to be...
Hakuhodo quality.
Top notch.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Bit too pricey for me.
I feel you on that. I mean, I...
It's cool.
It's cool.
It hits the nostalgia button.
Don't get us wrong. Yeah. But when it comes to spending, like, big bucks like that, we do get really critical about what we're buying.
And so anyone should.
Absolutely.
Because that is...
That's a lot of money. And a lot of people can't afford things like that.
No, and I can't afford things like that just to put on a shelf.
No
fucking way.
No, neither can I. It has to be completely functional. And this is why I haven't bought any...
eyeshadow palettes?
Yes, because it's just like, I've got so many.
Yeah, they have to be really functional.
Yeah, I agree.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
All right, we've seen a few sneak peeks from Tarte.
Mm-hmm.
They're hinting at colourful eyeshadow palettes. So we have seen something blooming. So this looks like it's pink, orange, burgundies. So something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also seen that they are working on a colourful, they said lots of colour, cool tones. Does it say social vibes or social likes?
I think it says...
I don't know.
Social... look, if it says vibes, they've made a mistake. And if it says likes, they've made a mistake too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the right, the bottom right, it says greens and blues.
Yeah. So I think they've learnt from their Icy Bitch fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar, what happened was on April Fool's, they showed a palette that was blues and greens, being like, lol, April Fool's, this is gross. And then everyone's like, I would have bought that. So I think they're trying to formulate something to you know, redeem themselves. So
I feel like Tarte is very out of touch.
They are really fucking out of touch. And this is showing that they are, the fact that they've had to show this, like, look at cool tones, lots of color, blues and greens. They've been going through the comments going, fuck, what do people actually want? And they've just been taking some of the keywords that people have been saying. Yeah, so it looks like they've got a colorful, warm palette coming and probably a colorful, cool palette coming. But a lot of people are saying that purple, woeful.
It's not good.
Keep working on it.
Keep going.
All right, the brand Tokyo Milk, which are well known for perfumes, have released 3 new types of products.
Mm-hmm.
There's a luminizer, a lip gloss, and an blush oil stick.
Yes.
Available now. Tell us more.
So, the lip gloss is going to retail for $21. Nice color.
It's like a peachy nude.
It is. We've got the luminizer cream. This one's going to be $30.
This is a similar to Fasali.
Yes. The texture. Like the, and the blush oil is actually in a stick form. This is retailing for $24.
And that blush oil stick is sort of like a rosy sort of color.
It is. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Sort of. All right, we've got a sneaky peek from Jared from Too Faced. He's been quite quiet
He's
lately.
Been so quiet.
Oh, we still have about Jared been, all the time.
Have you been listening, Jared?
I know,
Look,
Jared.
If you have, I much...
We missed you.
Well, I much prefer this, like, just every now and then. Here's a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit.
He was doing it a lot, wasn't he?
Like,
Yeah, but I do miss a little bit of a Jared.
Look, I do.
Blandino.
Okay, so this is a sneaky peek. It's a box, a Too Faced and Popsuki box.
Yep. So I'm going to assume that this is going to be some form of makeup bag because they are well known for, you know, maybe like makeup bags and like travel bags and whatnot. Yeah. Like, for example, they paired up with Tanya Burr. And created makeup as like a makeup bag as well. So this might just be another brand that they're doing it with.
Okay, I think this is the last thing.
Yeah.
This is YSL Beauty Fall 2018. And there looks to be lipsticks, nail polishes, some sort of cool liquid lip product. These applicators seem to have some... strange ridges in
them. I think
they've
got those out already.
Do they?
Yeah.
They might be like additional shades to...
And what are these chalk things?
That is something that
Multi-use chalk. Oh, God.
I don't know. That was something that I was really struggling to get behind.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Let's put that to rest.
We really don't have much information on it. It's hard with these high-end brands. They don't give you much.
But
people just take these weird, crappy photos and they're like,
look
really at this.
Zoomed in with
the
flash
on.
And
yeah. It's not good. And it's really, really hard to take like accurate information from that.
True.
But we will update you guys.
All right, guys. Emoji of the week. This has no relevance to whatever, but we're doing broccoli.
Yeah.
So if you made it to this point in the video, leave broccolis in the comments down below so we know that you made it to the end. And who is our VIP of the episode? And
Hail
week.
The week.
The week. No, well, there was one on Monday.
There was one on Monday.
Okay.
So it's episode.
Yeah.
It is Hayley Longstaff. Thank you, Hayley, and thank you to all of our Beauty News VIPs.
We love
and
you.
All of our subscribers.
And if you are a Beauty News VIP, we'll see you tomorrow night for Live Chat with Simon, Skincare Obsessive. All right. So, yeah. That is it. We will see you then.
Love you.
Mwah.
Bye.